Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Covenant Evangelical Free Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God and that God's Word is vital for life-transforming Christianity. We trust that you will grow to know the Word of God and, more importantly, the God of the Word as you hear this message today. May God bless you as you open your heart to His Word.
Morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I am not from any party. However, vote for Jesus here. 25 years have passed really quickly. Can I ask how many of you were right here in Bukit Panjang when we cut the ribbon with Dr. Teo Ho Pin 25 years ago? Let's see. Okay, about 5%, 8%, you're still around. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether you missed this little caption on the video, the New Life 25th anniversary video, when we talk about celebrating and the next 25 years of transforming lives, and then the tagline saying, one person at a time. As human beings, it's very natural to celebrate at big numbers like 25,000 or 50,000 impact and so on and so forth. But to do touch life, one life at a time, one family at a time, I can tell you it is painstaking and enduring work over many years. And so we really want to thank God for New Life staff and New Life volunteers for the hundreds and thousands of hours they have been poured in serving this community. I mean, they came, they dig in their heels, they refused to give up, and they love each person and family as Christ would love them. And therefore, 25 years have passed very quickly, and let's press on to the next 25 years of transforming lives, one person at a time. The scripture contains many encounters Jesus had with individuals. Think about how Jesus met the Samaritan woman in John 4. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, in Luke chapter 19. The unnamed woman with the bleeding condition in Mark chapter 5. In each of these conditions, you'll see how Jesus took time to attend to their deepest cry and their deepest need. And from that point onwards, their life was transformed forever. Think of the Samaritan woman who came to Jesus filled with great brokenness and shame. But after her conversation with Jesus, she found dignity and purpose. She was loved as a human being. Zacchaeus was so much hated and avoided by most people, obviously because of his profession. And when Jesus invited himself to stay at his house, this man's heart was convicted. He repented of his ways. And he says, I will give away half of my wealth to the poor. And for those whom I've cheated, I will repay four times more. And finally, the woman with the bleeding condition, no amount of help could stop that bleeding. She was so desperate. She said to herself, if only I can touch the garment of Jesus, then I will be delivered, I will be healed. And you and I know the story. She received more than physical healing. She received spiritual healing. For Jesus said to her, your faith has made you well. Today I want to share with you in this New Life Day another character who also met Jesus and her life was never the same after that. Her name is Mary Magdalene. So let's trace her journey with Jesus and see how she was transformed from her pain and darkness and set apart for the Lord Jesus forever. We first read about Mary Magdalene in Luke chapter 8, verse 2. In the ESV Bible, it says, soon afterward, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had gone out. Now, Mary was probably a very common name in the days of Jesus. She was called Magdalene to distinguish her likely from quite a number of Marys in the Bible, in the Gospels. The word Magdalene likely referred to the town by the name of Magdala, a town on the western shore on the Sea of Galilee. Now, unfortunately, in church history, Mary Magdalene was confused or mistaken with the prostitute that is found in Luke chapter 7. Now, I want you to know that there are two different persons according to scholars. Now, when we come to Luke chapter 8, verse 2, the Bible tells us that she has seven demons cast out of her. The idea of seven is a round number which indicates that she was in the worst possible state of bondage. And therefore, it indicates to us as the readers of the scripture that she has such a great deliverance from her pain. And this is clearly a demonstration of God's grace and power. I want to pause and apply this. I am not saying that anyone who is not a believer of Christ has demons in them. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that everyone who is not a believer of Christ is under the chains and bondage of Satan and sin. And why do I say this? Because the Bible clearly tells us that 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that the devil has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light. John 8:44 tells us that the devil is a liar, the father of lies. Jesus himself commented in John 12, verse 31, that Satan is the prince or ruler of this world. And that is why humanity is under the chains and the bondage of the evil one. And we are trapped. Humanity is trapped in his schemes and craftiness. We cannot break free from the clutch and the sins of this world. And that's why 1 John 3:8 tells us that Jesus came especially to destroy the works of the devil and to set humanity free. Brothers and sisters, that is why we have New Life Community Services. Because we are the face, we are the hands, we are the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have seen how Ivy shared the job of New Life Community Services is to love the community with the love of Christ. You know, we seek to love people where they are, not where we want them to be. Where they are. Sometimes could be a financial problem or need. Sometimes academic growth, retardance on development. Sometimes youth with various challenges. Therefore, we mentor, we have the ministry of presence and befriending them and accepting them and praying with them. And in recent times, the active aging for seniors to prevent any isolation or loneliness in their life. Why do we do all this? Because Jesus simply loves people. He loves people. He cares enough even for individuals like Mary Magdalene and deliver her from the clutches of demonic power and bondage. And therefore, New Life must care enough, love enough to help and empower the weak and the downtrodden. And I trust that through our compassion and our kindness, the community will see Christ, not just hear Christ. They have to see Christ in action through us. And you come to believe in him as the Savior of this world and their life. Because we all know Jesus did not just come to relieve them of their darkness or their bondages. No, Jesus came to give them the abundant and eternal life through him. Brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to transform lives. And he wants to use each one of us as the link bridge. Not just to meet people's needs, but the link bridge to bridge them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's all become God's link bridges to the community so that they can be touched forever by the Lord Jesus Christ. One of New Life's key programs over the years has been the steady readers. And you just got to be at the graduation to see the gratitude and the joy that is overflowing through the parents who see their children succeed just in the English language. Watch this video to be encouraged.
I started New Life volunteering in 2012. Before coming to Singapore, I thought Singapore education system is very ahead of the world. And I thought no children is left behind, no children is behind the class. I think the kids come with the challenges. They are behind their academic reading, writing, and level. All of them have that challenge with no support from the families at home because they are not English speaking.
Steady Readers has revamped over the years, and we started in year 2006 with only 12 children from Greenwich Primary School. Over the last few years, we have expanded from three locations all the way to about seven locations now. We have started working with the Comlink, the social service office. Last year and this year, we have started not only with one SSO center, we have expanded to two other centers. So right now, this is one of our targeted group of children that we are working with.
No, I think it has grown a lot. Very basic, the Steady Reader book to read, some worksheets. From that, how New Life has organized it, the structured, proper way, the lesson plan.
Okay, we give them a strong foundation in English, in sounds and letters, so the children learn how to sound those letters and blend the letters together to form words. And so through this foundation program, as they progresses on, they're able to recognize words, able to read words, and start reading confidently on their own. The greatest impact that SR has on the children is that the children started to read more confidently and also be able to engage in schoolwork as well. It will take about 3 to 4 months for the children to have some improvement, to have some noticeable improvement in their reading. So by the time About 8 months, they are actually quite near to the academic level already.
So from mandatory, I have to go because my parents signed up, till they enjoy it, they want to come back. One boy came back again. He graduated. He's in P4. He graduated, but he wanted to come and help. So that way, I think that's extreme. Not every child has that case, but New Life imparts something into the child's heart, the love, care, and the knowledge, and that brings them again back.
Our greatest support is definitely to have more volunteers, especially volunteers that are committed, volunteers that are really passionate about working with children, as well as we also need financial funding for our programs, for our learning materials, for staff, for trainings as well.
We were changing people's lives. I don't do that at work. I work in office, corporate office, so we don't change the world, right? But this one is touching somebody's heart and touching somebody's life and seeing the result. And that was a major reason why every year, every term, I want to come back.
Let's congratulate the New Life Steady Readers volunteers all through Bukit Panjang, Woodlands and East Centre. We have some 300-400 volunteers that spend some 12 weeks with a group of children, if possible, sometimes 1 to 2. Because when it gets too large, it becomes very challenging and difficult. I mean, aren't you encouraged to see how the P4 boy, after succeeded in a course and all that, he come back to teach other people? I mean, that's a real power, isn't it? Empowering the community to help one another. Now, you've got to know something about Sharon. Sharon is the coordinator for this program. She's just amazing because, you know, sometimes the demand is always greater than the supply. And sometimes she hesitates to take in some students because we just don't have the volunteers. But very often she says, God, I'm just going to do it. And even the night before the program starts, she still doesn't have a volunteer. And then God will just miraculously supply a steady reader for her the night before the program. And so you could be one of God's answered prayer. You know, and I pray that one day when I am off some of this day-to-day duty from the church, I would love to experience what it means to be a steady reader as well. The joy of seeing young lives being transformed and a smile on their face on passing exams and all that. We can't take that for granted because people can fail because they do not master their English language. So let's all see how God can lead you to do this. I want to continue with the journey of Mary Magdalene. After a life-transforming encounter with Jesus, being delivered, being rescued from her deepest pain and bondage and darkness. We read of her next in Luke chapter 8, verse 2 and 3 again, how she traveled with other women and disciples and they served Jesus. Look at the Bible. Verse 2 again, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their means. And here right now we are introduced to more facts. It wasn't just Mary Magdalene who was transformed by Jesus. There were many others too. Now we have Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's household manager. Now, someone connected at that level, so to speak, that's pretty high level. And that's good. The gospel knows no barrier. And we praise God right now, not just Joanna. Now we have Susanna. And the Bible says many others. And what did they do? The Bible says they provided for Jesus and his disciples. Literally, the text reads, they were serving them from their possessions. Now think about this. The amazing, powerful Son of God, who had every power at his fingertips, chose to rely and depend on a team of people to support his ministry. It is not uncommon for rabbis, traveling rabbis in Jesus' days, to have patrons traveling with them. But what is very unusual here is that there were women traveling with Jesus. Now, this can be viewed as extremely scandalous by the Jewish traditional public, and especially by the enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's very evident that these women, together with other men, they were just as hungry as the 12 disciples to learn from Jesus. And he just doesn't want to learn from Jesus. They are there to contribute. They are there to serve. And some of these women were wealthy and contributed greatly to Jesus' ministry. Let's pause and apply this again. God's work requires the support of God's people, whether it is men, women, or children. And children nowadays, they are so smart. And might I say, they are quite rich. Don't just teach them to save, save, and save. Teach them to give, give, and give. And here we thank God for Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Susanna, and many others who were unnamed. Every one of us can serve Jesus in so many ways. We can do this together. And therefore, the truth I'm trying to press upon us is, as you look at the life of Mary Magdalene, this life was transformed. Transformed by Jesus. And those who are transformed by Jesus, besides Mary and Joanna and Susanna and many others, they will serve others faithfully and generously. I mean, look at the 25th anniversary video. You think about Meitern, you think about Jack's testimony, you think about Auntie Emily as well. How God used each one of them to be a blessing to others. I know many of you are involved in New Life, and take a look at this covenant group who is faithfully serving the seniors. And in this group, there are adults, there are married folks, there are single folks, and also children as well. And so let's watch this to be encouraged for the covenant groups.
I think as a CG, we felt that serving others is a way of showing Christ's love. So just as Jesus said that we are to be the salt and light to the world, we felt that these are very practical ways of being the hands and feet of Jesus to show the love to the community. So when this event came about, we all felt the need to step up and bless the community. So what we have actually attended as a CG was the Mid-Autumn Festival, Christmas Outreach, and the Chinese New Year event. So during these events itself, we've actually prepared programs of songs and then some games and of course food as well, right? Just to allow the community to have an opportunity to first network, mingle together. And of course, through this event itself, where we serve together as one CG, to be able to reach out and minister and be a friend to the community that we serve in.
In the beginning, I think the adults who really want to show an example to the younger ones that, you know, we are not just talking about serving, talking about loving each other, loving the community, but really doing what Christ wants us to do. But I think at the same time, where the adults are really encouraged and inspired by the younger ones. We see them very happy to serve during the actual event. They were all smiles, interacting with the seniors very happily, even with their limited vocab in Chinese or dialects. I think it's a beautiful reminder of 1 Peter 4:10, where we are reminded to serve each other with the unique gifts that God has given us with graciously.
I guess it was quite fun. And it was a bit tough because most of the elderly speak Chinese and Chinese is not the best language I have. And I just used my phone to search up some of the ideas in English, just tried to give them a listening ear. I guess it's really just about being there for the elderly because we never really know what they're going through. Volunteering kind of reminds me of my akong and ama because it would really hurt to see these elderly be lonely and not have anyone to talk to.
One moment that struck me was that when I was actually serving food to the table that I was assigned to, one uncle approached me and told me he was really glad to have me here as he has never seen such a young youth participate in an outreach program. I really felt that God like, was in that person to encourage me to do more of these programs. Because since I was an usher and I'm not really very good with my Chinese also, and then since I also have to help the Chinese people and help to usher them towards the seats, I felt God really like pushed me up out of my comfort zone to really help and step up to these people so that like they'll know that they belong here and God loves them.
So there are a few moments that stood out to me, but one especially was when I was speaking to one of the ladies beside me as she was asking me why I wanted to come and do this event. And I told her, it's actually something that we as a CG have decided to do together. And as she was a non-believer, it definitely gave us a chance to talk about why we feel it's important to love others outside of the church community and extend this love of Christ to those around us. So it's definitely very important to me to volunteer with seniors, especially since I can imagine some of these seniors as my grandparents. In conversations that I have with them, I can see issues in their lives that they might be a bit worried about, like how their own grandchildren are doing or how their families are doing, as well as what they do in their day-to-day lives. And so I believe by investing personally in their lives, we're able to definitely make a difference to them. And in doing so, we are very blessed ourselves.
So thank you, Covenant Groups. Thank you for serving. A few weeks ago, Pastor Edmund Wong, Center Overseer here, challenged all the CGs to serve in any one of these four areas. Do you remember this slide? Block party host, and that is where we just organize on a regular basis some block parties for the various ones. Bless to Bless Buddies is an annual event from New Life as well, where we go out with different ones who their children may need to buy some supplies from stationery for their new year and all that. And at the same time, we have a meal with the families as well. And it's just tremendous report of great conversations on the ground. Also, community connectors are those who will visit the some 2,000 over household, all right, in its 32 blocks on a regular basis, basically to inquire about their well-being and see how we can serve the seniors and also the families. And finally, Senja Bless Server is an initiative led by one of the Zoom mentors where we particularly look out for the underprivileged in the community, right, and especially the rental blocks, and seek to bless them. And every month, they will just go their rounds to various blocks, knock on their doors, and see what we can do for them. So these are all the opportunities. It doesn't happen every week. Some just once a month. And if we can do this together, wow, the impact will be tremendous in this community. Now, the next update where we are today, the number one is fully subscribed, all right? So everybody love block parties here. So now the rest are still available. And we thank God there are 40 CGs already signed up with 353 CG members. Question, how many CGs, covenant groups are there in Bukit Panjang? 140. So how many more needs to sign up? 100 can sign up for this, all right? So go back, discuss, all right? I know there are different ones of you who may not be part of any covenant groups right now. It's okay, you can serve too. Go and leave your name and your number at the info counter below and tell them what you want to serve in. We'll be able to plug you in one of those groups. They're anchoring this already, all right? And together, let's do this with great joy and fun and see how God will use each one of us to be such a blessing. And of course, we can, as Ivy mentioned, we can also give financially. Last year was the highest collection that New Life collected from the congregation. There are many, many service volunteer organizations today that envy how New Life has the church body, both in terms of finance as well as volunteers. They don't have that. And it's such a privilege for that wonderful partnership together. You know, as we raise funds over the years and go to the corporate and says that, you know, these are our special programs. And then they look at our mission statement. Oh, you want to do this because as Christ loved the church. And their request always is, can you delete this statement? Can you delete this statement? It sounds too spiritual for us. You know, the board had to pray about this and think about this. Should we delete this so that we can get some money? And after our prayer, we say, no, we cannot remove that. The reason why we do what we do is only because as Christ calls us to love our neighbors. And that is the only reason, and we refuse to remove it from our mission statement. But God has still graciously supplied all our needs all these years. Praise be to Jesus, all right? Let me come to the final part of today's sermon in Mary Magdalene's journey. We will now see her appearing in two pivotal places in Jesus' life. First, let's look at John 19, verse 25. The Bible reads, "But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene." Interesting, all the Marys are good people, yeah? So, call your children Mary if you like. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciples, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciples took her to his own home. Now just think about this. Crucifixion. 11 of Jesus' disciples were not there. Except the Bible tells us John and the women followers. And therefore, Magdalene's name showed up. She stayed. She stayed while many others fled. What bonus and courage. You then see Mary at the final resurrection scene of Christ. See John 20 verse 1 and 2. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Now it is very interesting that in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, they all listed Mary Magdalene as the first name to appear and visit the tomb of Jesus. First name. And of course, when Mary Magdalene discovered the empty tomb, she ran back to tell the disciples. And then the disciples and perhaps other Marys came running to the empty tomb, because in different Gospels, you also see other Marys appearing as well. And suddenly right now, they also realize, huh, empty tomb. They were disappointed. They were puzzled. And what did they do? They went home. But not Mary Magdalene. She refused to go home. The Bible says she stayed back. Look at John 20, verse 11 to 18. Verse 11 says, "But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, 'Women, why are you weeping?' She said to them, 'They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.' Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?' Supposing him to be a gardener, she said to him, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned and said to him in Aramaic, 'Rabboni,' which means teacher. Jesus said to her, 'Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.' Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, 'I have seen the Lord,' and that he has said these things to her." Isn't this amazing? The Bible shows us that Mary Magdalene was the first person to see the resurrected living Christ. Not even his closest three disciples, Peter, James, and John. What an honor given to Mary Magdalene. And that's why the four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, took pains to honor her. So that centuries down the road, all of us can testify that our God is not impartial. Our God is not impartial. He's not gender biased. But he delights to reveal himself to anyone who will seek him earnestly. God loves all people and accepts everyone unconditionally. And to everyone who seeks him earnestly, Jesus will reveal himself. He will draw near and he will reveal himself. Such was the life and journey of Mary Magdalene, a life transformed by Jesus. From her darkness, she and others began to serve faithfully and generously to Jesus and others. And we see how her courage and devotion to Jesus made her the first privileged person in history to witness the resurrection of the living Christ. You could conclude and say Mary Magdalene was a model of deep transformation within, faithful service without, and a privileged witness to God's miraculous revelation. And therefore, we can experience this too. And so can everyone in this community and household. Let me conclude the sermon at this New Life Day. The life of Mary Magdalene inspires every believer to experience deeper transformation, more faithful service, and therefore a privileged witness to God's miraculous revelation and power. And therefore, the life of Mary Magdalene gives us the hope that every one of us can be transformed and set apart for the Lord Jesus Christ forever. God wants to use every one of us this day through new life to bring about his miracles. Let me close with this burden. 25 years ago, Bukit Panjang started. That very year is also the year we started New Life Community Services. At the foyer, we cut the ribbon and New Life started, and that day we have a fantastic carnival where thousands of community people came into the church to see what's happening. Over the years, New Life Community Services has received so much favor, so much good standing, even from our community leaders. Think about the Fajar Hub that we have in the Void Deck. Think about the student care center that we have. Think about the two active aging centers right now just beside us. Think about Woodlands Hub. Think about 10 Mile Junction where we receive this office space for the next 99 years. Think about Woodlands Civic Center, another space to use for the next how many years. And then another one. And we are recipients of fantastic blessings from God. So privileged. So privileged. But you know, when we first came here and we started serving in very big ways, we also did many direct evangelistic outreach. So what did we do? Well, we did, for example, in this hall right now, there are movies that we screen every once or twice a year, and thousands will come in to just watch those Christian movies. And we have a short testimony and a short altar call to invite them to come to know Christ. Think about the Mid-Autumn Festival just beside us, where 1,500 people gathered for Mid-Autumn Festival. Pastor Obin Kee was preaching at the top of his lungs, and there were rows of people standing by the pavement from the church all the way to the Greenwich Shopping area, standing there and listening to the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached. We were loud. We were direct. And of course, very soon we got requested to say, can you all be more respectful of others? So we say, okay, sorry, we need to be a bit more sensitive. So we did. We toned down as much as we can while we maintain our ministry and our works. And but then also somehow subtly, we begin to relish the relinquish so-called the responsibility of community outreach to New Life Community Services. And then the church begins to move behind New Life. You know, that very time when St. Luke invites New Life to partner with them to anchor the Active Aging Center. And when we received news, yes, we are successful in all that, that was the day I said to myself, God, thank you. You have given Bukit Panjang Center a second win. We came here with guns blazing, so to speak. And after a while, we begin to be quiet. Now it's time for us to rise up again, and with much wisdom and sensitivity right now and favor, continue to show God's kindness and goodness. And when the opportunity arises, respectfully, sensitively, also share the good news of Jesus Christ. This is the second win that we have. Next 30 years. And this is even more important right now for the 140 CGs and all of us to stand up and be counted together. You know why? Because 2 years we will not be here. But let the community feel as though you have not been absent. Even though we are 2 years somewhere else, we are still well and alive because there are so many of us right here in the community just touching life, praying for people and reaching every household for Jesus. If that can be achieved, then the church is no longer just a building. It is about us in the community serving every household for Jesus. Every one of us, every CG can be counted. Live for that day where God brings revival to us. But because we are transformed from within, we are willing to serve others generously, and then we will witness the mighty miracles of God. Live for that day. Let's pray together. As we all bow our heads together, I really want to speak to any one of you who are not believers of Jesus Christ, and you are here invited by a friend to worship with us. We welcome you. Perhaps this day, as you listen to this sermon, there may be certain darkness in your life, whether it is spiritual, mental, emotional, or social. The good news is Jesus wants to deliver you. Jesus wants to save you. Jesus wants to be with you. Are you willing? Are you willing to walk with Jesus? And if you say yes this day, right now, in your heart, you're not a believer, just say this simple prayer because God hears your cry. Just say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I need you. Come and rescue me, cleanse me, and make me whole again. Thank you, Jesus." While all eyes are bowed, nobody's looking around, and if you're a non-believer, you have said this prayer in your heart right now, Jesus hears you, I want to pray for you. At the count of 1, 2, 3, just lift up your hands, right hand, and I will pray for you. 1, 2, 3. If you pray this prayer, just lift up your right hand. At the first service, there was a man just came up to me, says, "Yes, I'm not a believer. I want to know Jesus." Anyone else? If not, after the service again, I invite you, come and see me. And we want to show you what it means to have a relationship with Jesus. But the rest of us as believers, God died for you so that He can transform you, so that you may serve others faithfully and generously, and therefore serve and give. Give to God, serve God through new life. And let us therefore stand and be the privileged witness to the mighty miracles of God before our very eyes. Let's ask Jesus to shine upon us so that we can be the shining light to this community. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, use us so that we can be a blessing to love this community as Christ loves them. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand together with me and let's sing this song as a testimony and a declaration for Jesus to shine upon us and this community.
Shining in the midst of the darkness, shining, Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you now bring us, shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine.
We're glad you had spent some time listening to God's Word, and we hope that the message has ministered to you. You can visit us at www.cefc.org.sg for more sermon titles. God bless you in your spiritual pilgrimage ahead.